Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 498 of Ask Pat. Two episodes away from 500. Crazy. Appreciate you taking the time to listen to this, whether this is the first time you've listened to Ask Pat or the 498th time. I appreciate you. All right, here's today's question from Gianna.
Hi, Pat. This is Gianna Kordatsky with FamilyFunTwinCities.com. I was just wondering if you see anything that would be unethical about having a membership site which creates revenue and having affiliate links and having paid advertising and stuff on your sites, or if they can all work together without being conflicting with each other. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Hey, what's up, Gianna? Thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. I believe this is actually a very relevant question because there's a lot of people out there creating membership sites now. And it's interesting because for membership sites, especially ones that are that people have to pay recurring income for, there might be some confusion in terms of, you know, if I'm in a membership site, for example, and I'm paying X number of dollars a month, and then I see there's a resource list there, and, you know, I find out later that this person is making even more money, quote, off of me through certain clicks and links and things like that, depending on what that is, I might be offended by that. And I might feel like I'm being taken advantage of or just trying to get every dollar squeezed out of me. Now, I wouldn't feel like that if A, I knew that this person was being honest about the fact that these were affiliate links, and B, I knew what that money was potentially being used for to increase the experience that I have in the membership site, for example. And C, and the most obvious one, if that product was actually useful to me. If you could match those three things, I think you have nothing to worry about. Again, just putting the ethics behind it will make it ethical, right? It's unethical to do it without, well, I mean, there's some back and forth and argument whether it's unethical to not say it's an affiliate link. Well, if you're in the US, you have to share it's an affiliate link, at least if it's on a public place like a blog, or, you know, make sure you check with your professional or lawyer to make sure you follow what you need to follow. But in terms of a membership site, I feel like it's unethical to share something just to make money off of it, even more money off of your audience, when it might not be something that actually is helpful to them. You know, when you have a membership site, you have a very powerful tool, because people who pay monthly are obviously people who want to be there. They have expressed interest in what you have to offer, and it gives you an opportunity to share anything, really, and say, hey, go buy this, or I recommend this, or this is the next big thing. And if it's something that you just put up there because you know you can make more money off of it and not because it's actually something that's going to help them achieve what they need to achieve, then that is unethical, I believe. But if you put something up there and it's a great product and you know it's something that some of your audience might need or some of your members might need, or it's a tool that you've used that you know is going to help those who are interested in using that tool too, if you get paid for it, that's just an awesome byproduct of actually helping your audience. And again, this goes back to that saying that I always say, and I don't care if I'm a broken record with this, but that is, your earnings are a byproduct of how well you serve your audience. Again, your earnings are a byproduct of how well you serve your audience. So if you could serve your audience with these affiliate links, I don't see any problem in that. And I would actually make sure to say that it is an affiliate link, that you've done the research to make sure that that is a product that is going to help them, that you, in a membership site, even have a bigger opportunity to make more money and do it in a very ethical way by sharing videos and what this product is going to do. You know, like, share how-to videos that are special for your members on what those affiliate products do, how to use them, include bonuses that are specifically available to those who are members that go along with those affiliate products. That's going to show your members that you're taking the time to do the due diligence that you need to do. There's a lot of do's in that. Do the due diligence that you need to do to make sure that you are making sure, you're just making sure that they're being taken care of. Really, that's it. So I don't think there's anything unethical with that. Now, if you are talking advertisements in a membership site, well, then that's a different story. And I think it depends on what niche you're in. And, you know, there could be money available in terms of getting advertisers inside your membership site and actually having ads show up. But I know that, at least from my own personal opinion, if there are ads, and ads are typically meant to draw attention away from other things, you know, to catch people's attention, sometimes interrupt what people are doing, especially in the form of a pop-up, for example, it's just going to ruin the experience that people have in the membership site. And, you know, even if it's a product that would be helpful, it's an advertisement. And it's just kind of you've had apps on your smartphone before, I'm sure, with games that you love or apps that you love to use, but then an ad comes up. You just kind of feel disgusted by that, right? But if there was a resource page, for example, that had a list of affiliate links where you talk about a certain product within a certain lesson that is an affiliate link, there's no problem with that. But if it's interrupting and not enhancing the user experience at all, I don't feel like that should be in there, you know, especially if people are paying monthly for something. So that's my point of view. Gianna, I'd love to hear what you think, and also everybody else out there. If you have a comment on this particular episode, use the hashtag AskPat498. Again, hashtag AskPat498. 498 on Twitter. We can continue this conversation on Twitter. And Gianna, we're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you again for the question. And you'll hear from Jessica in the next couple weeks so we can get that t-shirt to you and ship it to you wherever you're at. I appreciate you and your question. And I appreciate everybody who's listening and your questions too. So if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And you might get featured here on the show and also get a t-shirt to go along with it too. And finally, I just want to thank you again for all the support for my upcoming book, Will It Fly, which you can check out at willitflybook.com. And to finish off today, here's a quote by, second day in a row, Sir Thomas Watson. And he said in this quote, "To be successful, you have to have your heart in your business and your business in your heart." You guys are in my heart. So cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.